Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amidst the relentless tempests and the encroaching tides stands a defiant bastion, not of bricks and mortar, but of mind and memory. In this pervasive green dystopia, where urban landscapes once bristled with the vibrant cadence of civilization, now only whispered echoes remain. But within this silence, a fervent quest persists, that for the preservation of humanity's greatest treasure, knowledge. Even as nature reclaims her dominion with unforgiving zeal, there exists a network of intrepid archivists, each a sentinel guarding the essence of what once was and what could one day be again. These sanctuaries of the mind are not physical libraries or museums left vulnerable to nature's wrath, but rather are woven into the fabric of the survivors themselves, through shared stories, recited literature, and painstakingly retained scientific understanding. Consider the scholar who, atop the verdant remnants of a skyscraper, teaches eager youths the tales of Shakespeare and Sun Tzu. Her voice, colored by the patina of wisdom and loss, carries more than mere stories. It heaves with the weight of a culture teetering on the brink of oblivion. In these tales turned lessons, allegories for survival emerge, pointing both to the follies of the past and the slender hope of a new world built on the ashes of the old. These sanctuaries are neither connected by technology nor reinforced by stone. Their resilience lies in their surreptitious existence. They are convened in shadowed craters where classrooms once pulsed with ambition, or via silent radios in forgotten rooms, broadcasting equations and philosophies to anyone still vigilant in their search for enlightenment. In a world bereft of the internet's omnipresence and libraries rosebound by rampant vines, knowledge preservation has taken a distinctly human turn. It is an oral tradition rekindled, a chorus of disparate voices woven into a tapestry of resistance against the erasure of intellect by the relentless green. And in this transformative saga, children become the unexpected heroes. Their plasticity of mind can grip the strands of knowledge slipping through the ravages of time. Much like the seeds that find root in the cracks of the asphalt jungle, these young minds are germinating the potentiality of a renaissance, a prospect more grounded in recollection than innovation. Yet, these sanctuaries are not without their discontents. There are those who argue that survival hinges not upon the pyres of the past, but on the practicality of the present. Amidst the cacophony of a crumbling world, voices rise to challenge the import of recollection, asking, what use are the sonnets of old in the age of foraging and fortitude? Notwithstanding this, the custodians persist. The fragile flame they harbor casts a revealing light upon the resilient undercurrent of human endeavor. For amidst the grief of the great withdrawal from our urban accolades, these sanctuaries of the mind are silent soliloquies to the belief in continuity, that knowledge is the final citadel, unwavering amidst the tempest of ecological upheaval. Perhaps it is in this persistence of remembrance and learning, this declaration that all is not lost, that the greatest defiance lies. For even when the choking ivy and the torrents have devoured all trace of today's humanity, the seeds of past wisdom might just rebloom in a distant tomorrow's soil.